Continuing our learning of the Tshuvot of Rav Avadi Yosef, we're in Shavuot B'Tshuvot Yichad Adat, Chayla Gimel, Siman Chaf. And the question he's dealing with, at first, might seem a little bit strange, but it's, are you allowed to read on Shabbat to the light of an electric light? And at first, it seems strange. Of course, we do that. We read with the lights on Shabbat. Well, we know the conclusion of this Tshuva. But the lumdut behind it is kind of fascinating, in fact, because the Gemara in Shabbat says, Lo yikra la'or haner shemayateh. That on Friday night or as Shabbat is ending, you shouldn't be reading to the candlelight. Why? Gzeira Shema Yate. You may come to tilt something. Rashi explains they used to use oil candles, and if you want to get a better view, you can't see very well, you want the light to be a little bit brighter, you'll tilt the lamp. And the oil will burn differently. V'nimtza mav'ir b'Shabbat. You've changed the way the oil is burning. That's mav'ir b'Shabbat. That's nisur d'oraita. So to say, we don't even want you to come to a situation where you might be tempted to do that. Do not read l'or haner, because shema yate. Sounds like then, okay, so to here. If the light isn't enough, you're reading a book, you may come to turn on another light. It sounds very similar. If there's not enough light, if I turn on the electricity, if there's not enough light, I may come to turn on more lights. Sounds very similar. Rav Avadi Yosef writes, however, it sounds very similar, it's very nice, but you can't make up a new gzeirot. You can't say just because it's similar, we'll make up a new prohibition. The Rosh writes like this in a number of places. You can't do this. You can't just add new things. So you might also think that you may come to say, whoa, you know what? To add more light, we're not going to make a new gzeira d'rabbanan, a new isur d'rabbanan, that man, we shouldn't read by electric light because you may come to light a new one. True. But you know what you may come to do that's very likely? You may come to turn it off. When you're done reading, what do you do during the week? You turn off the light. So maybe on Shabbat also you may come to turn off the light. Rav Avadi Yosef rejects that, because even if you did turn off the light, it's only isur d'rabbanan, because kibui is only isur d'rabbanan, unless it's for a constructive purpose. Mara talks about that, but generally speaking, turning off a light is only going to be an Isur d'Rabbanan, particularly depending on what the light is. He's talking here about an incandescent bulb, which is certainly an Isur d'Rabbanan. And therefore, we don't make a gzeira l'gzeira. You don't make one Isur d'Rabbanan, don't read by electric light, because you may come to do another Isur d'Rabbanan. You make an Isur d'Rabbanan so you don't come to violate an Isur d'Oraita. But you don't make an Isur d'Rabbanan so that you don't come to violate another Isur d'Rabbanan. Now, the Beit Yosef himself extends the gzeira. He's talking about what about a wax candle? I was talking about an oil candle. What about a wax candle? The Beit Yosef writes, you're not allowed to read on Shabbat by a wax candle. Now, why? Why? Because you may come to adjust the wick, the Beit Yosef writes. So there's a whole big machloket, the Taz, and Magen Avraham, that what exactly are you going to do, and is this considered to be a new gezeira? That's a machloka, exactly what the Beit Yosef meant. However, when it comes to other types of lamps, so then there is already precedent in the Poskim. The Hushim Mordechai writes that electric light's not a problem because it has so much light. It's not an issue. You're not going to come to change it. A candle, it flickers, it goes, you may come to adjust it, but Orach HaShmal is Oro Rav, it's a lot of light. And changing it isn't going to do anything. We're used to having a lot of it. We're used to having it as bright enough, and therefore it's not a problem. And he says, when kerosene lamps were popular, so that was the concern. Oh, that was also a concern. Can you read with a kerosene lamp? Because they're also, what's the chashash? What exactly is the concern? In some Puskim, right, in the Lewis and Mordechai quotes, that since it makes a lot of light, you don't have to worry about that someone will come to move it over. It's not going to change much anyway. It makes enough light, it's not a problem. Now that's indeed an issue. Whether you can read with the kerosene lamp on Shabbat or not is indeed an issue that's discussed in the Poskim and Mishnah Berurah, which Rav Avadi Yosef quotes, says only if you put on a sign that says to remind you that it's Shabbat so you don't come to turn it off. He says, however, even if you think it's similar to a kerosene lamp, Rav Avadi Yosef says there's a difference. What's the concern by a kerosene lamp? Concern is not that you can turn it on or off, but they'll increase the flame. You can there's a button that you there's a circle that you could turn and it'll make the flame larger, and that's the concern. And that's very, in fact, similar to the Gzeira of Chazal. The Gzeira of Chazal was the Gemara was that if you have an oil lamp and you want it to be brighter, so you'll tilt a little bit, so more oil will come and it'll burn a brighter flame and you'll be mavir b'shabbat. So with a kerosene lamp, you want it brighter, and therefore you want it brighter, and therefore you'll turn the little circle, the little knob, to increase the amount of kerosene that's burning. That's in fact very similar. And he says, though, however, when it comes to an electric light, that's not a concern. You can't add electricity to the light. That's not something that can be done. The light is just set to burn at whatever it's going to burn. Now, he doesn't address this point. This is a tshuva from many years ago. But perhaps there may be room to be mechalek. What about a light with a dimmer switch? He doesn't talk about this here. But a light with a dimmer switch may in fact be more similar to a kerosene lamp. Now, why? Because I want it to be brighter, so I'm going to move the dimmer switch. Is that similar enough to make it gzeira d'rabanan? He doesn't talk about it in this case. But when it comes to regular electric lights, he says that it's certainly permissible to read by an electric light. That's the principle that we all knew before we started this. But this is the explanation of what the question could have been and the reason that it's not an issue. Have a wonderful evening.